Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we'll hear about what some local Girl Scouts are looking forward to this summer vacation. They recently came by KMUW Studios for a tour and lesson in audio production. We'll hear that after the news. President Donald Trump has endorsed Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson in the crowded Republican field for Kansas governor, Beck Shackelford Wongonga of the Kansas News Service reports.
In a social media post, Trump said Masterson is a, quote, fantastic candidate for Kansas governor. Trump won Kansas in 2016, 2020, and 2024. The endorsement could help differentiate Masterson in a packed race. The field also includes Secretary of State Scott Schwab, Insurance Commissioner Vicky Schmidt, former Governor Jeff Collier, and more. The primary election is August 4th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wongonga.
Ty Masterson represents the 16th Senate District. He lives in Andover. Most Kansas college students will likely see higher costs starting in the fall as five of the six state universities are planning to raise tuition, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The Kansas Board of Regents recently got its first look at each university's proposed tuition rates for next school year. Proposed increases range from 3.5% at Pittsburgh State to nearly 6% at Fort Hays State. Tuition at Fort Hays State remains significantly lower than others in Kansas. University leaders say tuition hikes will help make up for inflation and decreases in state funding. Emporia State does not plan to increase tuition. Regents are expected to vote on the proposals at their next meeting in June. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
An environmental group wants the federal government to consider the health impacts of legal nitrate contamination in public drinking water, Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The nonprofit Environmental Working Group says nearly one-fifth of Americans rely on community water supplies that showed elevated nitrate in recent years. It's especially common in agriculture states like Kansas, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Texas because of fertilizer and manure. And it's legal up to 10 milligrams of nitrate per liter of drinking water. The Environmental Working Group wants the federal government to complete a review of studies linking nitrate to colorectal cancer, birth defects, and other health problems, and then to consider tightening the legal limit. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Most Johnson County cities are opting out of a Kansas law allowing nearly around-the-clock alcohol sales during the World Cup, Kate Mays reports.
The Olathe City Council voted 7-0 this week to temporarily allow businesses to sell alcohol 23 hours a day this summer. But even in Olathe, many bars say they don't plan on staying open later than normal, expressing doubt that anyone would come in or that they'd be able to find staff. Merriam is the only other Johnson County city opting in. Leawood, Lenexa, Shawnee, and Gardner all voted against expanding hours. Prairie Village and Overland Park haven't voted on the measure, and neither city has the proposal on their upcoming agendas. Gardner City Council President Mark Baldwin said that extended alcohol sales wouldn't benefit the community. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
A priest in Leawood was scheduled for court yesterday after he was arrested for allegedly embezzling $160,000, Sam Zeff reports.
The Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas's Father Richard Story, who served at Curia of Ars Catholic Church in Leawood, surrendered to police Friday. He's free on $25,000 bond. Archbishop Sean McKnight said in a statement that this news is, quote, deeply painful and called the charges serious. Last fall, the Archdiocese says it was made aware of a criminal investigation into Story and another person by Prairie Village Police. The investigation continues. Story resigned after that investigation became public. I'm Sam Zeff.
Wichita area students are home for summer break, but they still have access to free meals starting today. 33 locations around the city will offer meals as part of an annual summer food program run by the Wichita School District. Free meals are available to all children 18 years old and younger. No application or registration is required, and kids do not have to be Wichita students to participate. The program runs through July 24th. A complete list of locations and hours is at usd259.org/summerfood. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a proclamation activating public agencies in advance of the World Cup in Kansas City. FIFA World Cup matches are set to be played on the Missouri side of the state line next month, but bordering Kansas counties will host team accommodations, practice facilities, and fan-related activities. Kelly says the World Cup is a, quote, once-in-a-generation event, and that could mean increased demands on public safety, transportation, and security. The proclamation activates the state's disaster response and recovery plan in advance of the tournament. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced a dedication and open house for the church's first temple in Kansas. The temple in northwest Wichita will open to the public for 16 days, starting on September 24th. It will not be open on Sundays during that time or on October 3rd. Dedicated temples are the only places where church members can perform covenants and sacred ordinances such as baptism. Church officials will dedicate the Wichita temple in November. The building will be closed to the public following the dedication. Bradley Fair is bringing back its summer concert series starting next week. Every Thursday in June, people can attend concerts outside of the shopping mall. Some of the featured groups include funk rock band Friendly Thieves and classic rock band Eclipse Wichita. The series will conclude with a fireworks finale on July 2nd with music by the King Cabbage Brass Band. People are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets to the event. Concerts start at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday. More information is at bradleyfair.com. We'll be back after this.
This week on Into Music, Jim Ward of the band Sparta looks back on the days before his band experienced success.
Nobody wanted to sell out. Nobody wanted to be labeled a sellout. Nobody wanted to, like, publicly get successful.
That's Into Music, this and every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. A group of girls from the Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland recently came by KMUW's studio for a tour and lesson in audio production. They told us about their plans for summer vacation and what they're looking forward to now that school is out.
I'm Alice.
I'm Maya.
My name is Isidore.
My name is Evie.
My name is Ellie.
Hi, I'm Madeline.
My name is Laurel.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn.
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
My name is Georgia.
My name is Rosie.
Hello, my name is Lila.
My name is Gianna.
I'm Ruby.
Hi, my name is Josephine.
My favorite thing to do in the summer is go to the pool.
I signed up for a detective camp. I really like spending time with my mom during the summer because we do this thing called an Izzy Mommy Day.
My family is going to do a bunch of mini trips.
We're going to California to see my cousins.
So this summer we're going to fly to Kauai and we're going to get to go snorkeling in the ocean.
My family calls me the fish in the family because of how much I swim and how good I swim.
When I'm at school, I'm more kind, and in the summer, I'm sort of more mean to my brother.
This summer, I'm going to Girl Scout camp.
I'm going to take a trip with my family to the East Coast.
We usually do some libraries, their summer reading programs, and then when we get them all, we just get unlimited, like, coupons for stuff.
My favorite thing to do in the summer is spending time with my friend Harper. She's funny and we like the same things, and we both love making comics. We make comics almost every day.
I know that we're going to Grandma and Papa's house. My mom calls it Camp Grandma, and I stay at Grandma's house for a week.
I enjoy spending time with my best friend Martha.
I like to spend time with my neighbors.
I like spending time with my family and friends in the summer.
My family, because I just like having them around me.
I enjoy spending time with my cousins and my brothers.
My favorite summer memory is going to the Bahamas. There was just a bunch of sand and beaches, and we went on a cruise.
My favorite summer memory was my last birthday when my friends Lorraine and Harmony came over and we had a sleepover and we stayed up all night.
My favorite summer treat is a slushie.
I like popsicles, ice cream.
I usually like orange sherbet.
I really enjoy, like, if you put, like, two waffles together and then you put ice cream in it and then you put sprinkles on top. I enjoy that.
Have a great summer!
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.